feel I'm riding along. Another magical Arizona Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. Good morning, all y'all.
All y'all?
All y'all. You know, Arizona's a pretty special place, but when I can take a hike through the McDowell Mountains and every single little valley, wash, canyon is dripping water, it's just spectacular. Jennifer and I took the horses out on Monday. Had a ride down between, we were between Florence and Oracle Junction.
It's a perk of working Saturdays. You get Monday off and you have everything to yourself.
We had the place to ourselves. And I tell you what, the wildflowers, I mean, they were just on the very front end of getting ready to explode.
Little puddles of water everywhere.
Everything was
for the dogs.
Wet. The dogs loved it. It was absolutely great. Man, they reopened Tempe Town Lake. I mean, they had to close the lake because there was so much debris flowing. And I don't think people realize what kind of quantity of water we're talking about. I mean, they're releasing 20,000 cubic feet per second down the Salt River through Tempe at Glen Canyon Dam to feed the Colorado River. It's usually only about 12,000 to 14,000 cubic feet per second. So we're sending more down the Salt River right now than we send down the Colorado River.
This is a silly question, but yeah. Does that create a big current in the Tempe Town Lake, or the dam keeps that from?
Well, I think that it slows it way down, that's for sure. But have you seen the pictures of the overflow over the top of the dam at Tempe Town Lake?
Have not.
They are letting her rip, baby. Man, oh man. But listen, that kind of brings us to a point I need to talk about with y'all. Last week, we had Darren Julian on from Arizona Game and Fish. He's the urban wildlifeist. And he was inviting y'all all out to a festival, the Tres Rios Festival.
Well, he did a good job. He got me all interested in going.
Probably have thousands of people just getting ready to go storm the gates and get in the place. All of Tres Rios is about 5 feet underwater right now.
Oops.
So listen, y'all. If you marked your calendar to go enjoy everything that's going on for free for your family at the Tres Rios Annual Festival, just know it's been postponed until April 1st and 2nd, and no, that is not an April Fool's joke.
And they're sure they'll be able to by then.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess. Tres Rios Nature Festival.
Moved.
Postponed to April 1st and 2nd. So if you had it on your calendars, don't take it off your calendars. Just move it. It is absolutely one of the best free events for families. You want your kids to get a chance at learning how to kayak, how to fish, how to rock climb, how to bird watch. All of the stuff you need will be there with the experts to teach your kids how to do it, and all the equipment will be there. Just show up, and it's all free.
Just an investment of time. That's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal. And they were going to have the beer festival this year, too, for the first time. Speaking of festival, at Tres Rios, they're going to have a beer garden.
Okay.
and a sunset concert.
Oh, interesting. Well, if you were disappointed now because you can't go to Tres Rios,
yes,
I don't think you need to be worried. Like you said, it's only been postponed. It's not canceled. But there's no shortage of other festivals to attend.
Let me run you through a short list. The Spring Training Festival, the 19th Annual Litchfield Park Art and Wine Festival, the DeVore Culinary Classic, Desert Botanical Gardens Butterfly Exhibit.
Always a blast.
Queen Creek Block Party, Crush Brew Craft Beverage Festival, 52nd Annual Phoenix Scottish Games. Those are
52nd?
Fun. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. 14th Annual Chandler Classic Car and Hot Rod Show. The Thieves Market. The Parada del Sol. The Scottsdale Art Festival. Who would want to miss the annual Chandler Ostrich Festival? Huh?
You'd think that would be down at Picacho, not in Chandler.
Well, they probably import them up. The Great Arizona Beer Festival. The Arizona Wild West Festival. the Experience Ireland Festival, the 15th Annual Kite Flying Festival, the St. Patrick's Day Festival.
Well, it sounds like people should be planning on live streaming us on their phones, right?
Hey, we got an annual 23rd Annual Aloha Festival, okay?
Who knew?
The Zoo Move and Groove 5K Trail Run Walk Festival.
Romy says that's not a festival. Too much
if you have
work,
to go
too much
run
work.
For, do a 5K run, it's not a festival.
That's Katie's idea of a festival.
That's right. The Great American Barbecue and Beer Festival. The Salsa Festival. The Annual Italian Festival. Okay, and then, of course, we got Arizona Game and Fish Expo coming up at the end of March.
How long do these festivals go through? This is all a long weekend.
This is just March.
Wow.
Okay. We got the 14th Annual Arizona Dragon Boat Festival. We've got the Origination, a festival of native cultures. Tempe Festival of the Arts, Arizona Renaissance Festival. So, baby, the weather is perfect. This is festival season. Get out there and enjoy it. But just know, the one festival we featured last weekend, Tres Rios Nature Festival, has been postponed until April 1st and 2nd.
And I did get that updated on our website.
Oh, good. Thanks, bud. You know, I was driving down the other day, and of course, McKellips Road is closed because of the water flow. And I was about 15 minutes early for an appointment I had down there. And I just pulled off and I just watched the river flow for a while. Man.
That's a treat for a desert rat, getting to watch water flow.
Man, it just looks so cool. It just you can't help but kind of hurt a little bit thinking that's all the water we're just letting go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to flow in Tempe Town Lake. It's going to flow over Tempe Town Lake. And then my mind goes, wow, man, if I could just get in an inner tube here, I'd have to portage over Tempe Town Lake because they wouldn't let me jump over the dam. Could you float all the way to Yuma?
God, I'm sure you could. Even the Hacienda was running on Wednesday night, which was...
How cool is
had
that?
Had to come from the snow melt from the weekend.
Yeah.
Up in the Prescott...
If you've done it, let us know.
And the Bradshaws, for it to be running 3 days later, that had to have been some good moisture collected up in the mountains. I mean, generally speaking, even in the best rain, the river's dry by the next morning.
Well,
or has stopped running.
Yeah, really. Well, what does Hacienda mean? The water underground, right?
Oh.
I think it's river underground.
Dry river,
something like that.
Something.
Yeah. And apparently, if you drink from the surface water, it turns you into a liar for life. There's an old Wickenburg tale about that. If you can drink from the Hacienda River on surface water, it turns you into a liar for the rest of your life. Hey, folks, one of the more popular features of our 7 o'clock AM hour program is when we invite the Arizona Geologic Survey folks to join us. And have y'all been watching the news? There was a headline just last week about Phoenix is sinking. A couple weeks ago or about a month ago, there was a discovery of a new fissure. So I had to reach out to the Arizona Geological Survey. And we've got Mr. Michael Conway joining us from Tucson by phone. He is the chief Geologist Extension Service, the chief. So, Michael. Thanks.
Hi, Rosie. How are you this morning?
Hey, man. Thanks for letting us carve in some time on your personal weekend time.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always a delight to talk with you folks. So, I know Lee Allison, our director, used to do it, and I'm happy to do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Well, listen, I couldn't help but not reach out to y'all when I saw the headlines of this new fissure. Talk to our listeners about what that really means.
Yeah, we recently discovered a new, about 2-mile-long fissure in southern Pinal County between the West Silver Bell Mountains and the, I'm trying to think of the name of the other mountain range, Sawtooth Mountains. It's a crack in the earth, extends for about 2 miles, and at its most extreme, it's 12 to 15 feet across and 25 to 30 feet deep.
Whoa.
So it's just, if you were to look at it from the air, and we did just that with a drone, and we captured it with a drone and we flew along it, it looks like just this long break in the Earth's crust.
And
it's gotten a lot of attention.
What website was I on that I watched that drone flight?
You know, that was probably our YouTube channel, AZGS Web on YouTube. And to date, we have two videos up there. One is more popular than the second, but I think the total viewing is about 800,000 for the two of them.
Wow. Well, this.
So go ahead.
This is the Earth's surface just opening up. I mean, it's like a science fiction movie.
Yeah. And we've seen these before. We've been monitoring and mapping Earth fissures in Arizona since the 1970s, but we've been doing it systematically since about 2007, when the state legislature charged us with the responsibility of locating, mapping, and informing the public about Earth fissures. And so far, we've mapped about 175, almost 200 miles of Earth fissures in three counties, five counties total, but we see the most of them in Pinal, Cochise, and Maricopa counties.
Mike, if you just found it, does that mean it just opened up, or it just means somewhere?
Yeah, that's a great question. It had been open for a while before we discovered it, and we discovered it using Google Earth imagery.
Huh.
We know it wasn't there in March of 2013, and we do know that on the imagery on December 2014, about a year and a half later, it was evident. The north end of it was evident. So it began to form sometime before December 2014. There were heavy monsoon rains or late fall rains that year, and we think that's probably when it opened up, but we can't be conclusive about that.
So it must be extremely remote.
It's not extremely remote, but it is out past the farm fields there in southern Pinal County. So it's in the southern Picacho Basin. There are roads that take you within a mile or two of the site, and there's been a fair amount of people out there in their four-wheel drive vehicles or on motorbikes, either recreating out there or looking at the fissure. So, yeah, it's not something that most people are going to stumble upon, but it's not that difficult to get to.
Hey, y'all, we're going to be back with Michael Conway from the Arizona Geological Survey talking about fissures. And how about the last time we had him on? We talked about the quake clusters that were occurring on the New Mexico-Arizona border as well as up in the northwest part of the state. Was the Mogollon Rim getting ready to shift up? Was Payson being ready to be converted to San Diego? Were the Matozell Mountains being ready to convert to Catalina Island? We'll find out as soon as we get back with Michael Conway.